things that I always constantly remind myself is what we also teach is the acronym WAIT. Even in the middle, many times of these attacks or where my tone is going to elevate, WAIT, why am I talking? But then I combine it with WAIT and remain curious. And I used to complain before about some of these small little scenarios where you get upset or you're in the middle of these negotiations and things are just not working out because of whatever the other person might be doing or sometimes mistakes you made, and your tone can obviously change in the middle of that. But then I realized each one of those are opportunities to improve. And so no matter if it's a family-related environment where you are under pressure and your tone can change or they're attacking you, that's an opportunity to put in a rep. And one of the things that I always constantly remind myself is what we also teach is the acronym WAIT. Even in the middle, many times of these attacks or where my tone is going to elevate, WAIT, why am I talking? But then I combine it with WAIT and remain curious. I will literally, as the person might be saying, I feel my where my tone is going to change, WAIT and remain curious. It has worked extremely well for me every time I under some sort of attack.
It's hard, you know. It's hard for everybody. Is your first instinct to is attack back.
Yep.
You want to get back at that individual, and you know you don't really know what's causing that behavior in the beginning. So like you said, the curiosity is going to help you to figure it out, because normally, you know, the attack is not against you.
Right.
It's something else. It's something else that's going on in their world that they haven't resolved yet. It's an issue that hasn't been resolved and or pressure that they're under, whatever it is. And you just happen to be the sounding board.
Yep. Yep.
It's amazing, and I want to do an exercise with somebody that's on the show to later in a little bit to demonstrate how to control your tone, and a actual live event that we were at. One of the people in the event said, "I can't do that," and everybody's like, "No, she can't. You know, that's just the way she is. She's been that way for years. You know, that's just the way she talks. Everybody knows it." And so, you know, we've all come to accept it. And I did a little exercise with her. And when I got finished, she was blown away by how she was able to change her tone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have any questions so far, Gabrielle?
Yes, we do. So one of our first questions was, which skills specifically would be best to defend yourself in a triggering situation?
I think George said it best. He said, you know, be curious, you know, get curious and figure out the why behind the behavior. You know, why are they attacking me? What is that why behind the behavior? You know, if you're talking about your tone, you know, you have to ask yourself, why am I getting upset?
Yeah. Yeah. There's also something very interesting now that Troy said that. I'll keep this one short. I remember when Chris, along with Derek Gaunt, was training back in the few years ago at the corporate event JetBlue at the time. The baggage department was there, and they were grasping a lot of what was actually being taught, because they were constantly under attack. Everybody knows this. When we lose our bags, boy, it does not feel well. And so the baggage department is constantly getting hammered with all sorts of attack. And one of the things that stood out, and it's directly related to the question being asked, one of the things that stood out for this department, I remember the supervisor coming up to me of the department after the training, and she said, "George, one of the biggest takeaways for us is that when someone is attacking us because of a bag, it's not necessarily the physical bag. There might have been a situation or might be a situation where they have to go to a wedding, where they have some special equipment in that bag, where something has to happen within a short period of time, and they're under severe stress right now because they don't know how to now make that happen as they plan. And so what they started concentrating on because of the listening, because of the curiosity, is what is that event? What is that stressing point? And if we can help the person resolve that stressing point, such as if you're going to go to a wedding, here is X number of dollars that we will give you so you can buy something immediately right now. Even though we have obviously lost the bag, here is something so we can fix this. So they will concentrate more on the listening part to understand what's the reason behind the attack, and then they will provide solutions directly to that reason.
Yeah, that's the why behind the behavior.
That's exactly it.
And that's what we teach all day long. Figure out the why behind the behavior. Anything else, Gabrielle?
Yes, there was a second question. And this one was, how can I effectively use tonality to diffuse heated situations? Which I think you both touched on too.
That's you know, we refer to flying a lot because we seem to fly a lot. And your tonality can make it can make or break, man. You know, we were stuck in Chicago, and right away, you know, it's a late flight. They had shut down LaGuardia, and so everybody and their grandmother was trying to get a connecting flight the next day to LaGuardia. So all those flights were going to be canceled. You weren't going to be able to get out that day, that next day. So because we were on a late flight, and so people were going up to the ticket counter or the lady at the counter, and they're giving her a hard time, man. They're hollering at her, they're cursing at her, and they're pissed off. They're pointing their finger, and she's sitting there taking it. And this guy goes, "You need to give me a hotel room, you know, because I'm going to have to stay overnight, and I'm not staying here in the airport." And she goes, "Sir, we don't have any more passes." He goes, "It figures," and he's pissed off, right? And the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm being calm, and I'm not interfering in their business. I remember Chris telling the story, and I think that's so funny. If y'all ever get a chance to hear it from Chris, ask him the story about, you know, getting cussed out by the other person. Well, I waited until it was my turn, and I go up and I put a smile on my face, and she's already beat down and saying, "Man, this, what a day." And the other person that was supposed to help her had gone to the bathroom. They really just went left and got out of there. And so I go, "Man, seems like you're having the worst possible day ever." And she looks up at me, and she's quiet. And I give her a chance with the dynamic silence to think about what I said. Mm. She said, "These people act like it's my fault." Mm. And I said, "Seems like they put you on an island out here." And I lowered my voice, got calm. I had a calm voice with her, and I could see her shoulders just start to drop. Like, okay, this guy's not coming up here to bash me over the head over nothing. He's trying to help. And so I let her get her footing, get her thoughts together. And she goes, "Sir, how may I help you?" And I said, "Do you have any flights going to Philadelphia or Baltimore?" And she goes, "Let me see." And she's looking. And she goes, "I do have a flight leaving in about 20 minutes to Philly, but it's only one seat." And I said, "Well, that's not going to work for me." And my wife is sitting there, you know, standing there, and she's looking like, "What's he trying to do?" So I said, "You know, well, how about Baltimore?" She goes, "You know, I do. I have 3 seats left to Baltimore." I said, "Could you change our flight to Baltimore?" And she goes, "I thought you're trying to get to New York." I said, "I am." Hmm. And I'm calm the whole time I'm talking to her. And she says, "Well, if that don't work out, let me give you a voucher for a hotel." And I'm smiling because I'm like, okay, I heard it just tell the other guy they don't have any more vouchers. But that was because of his tone and the way he was treating her. So I said, "No, we'll take the 2 seats to Baltimore." And so she goes, "Well, I thought you needed to get to LaGuardia." And my wife chimes in, "Yeah, I thought we needed to get to LaGuardia." I said, "We do." So when we land in Baltimore, if there's no flights going to New York, we'll just catch the train. And the lady got all excited. She goes, "Man, that's smart. That's smart. You know, way to think. You know, that's a good idea." And she went from being stressed to calm down to working with somebody, even though she knew that probably after I moved on, everybody else was going to give her a hard time because there were no other flights. But we worked through this problem together, and my tone was important enough for her to get her bearings back without probably going off on somebody in the interim, you know, saying, hey, screw this, screw all of you, and getting complained on. She had that moment to relax and reset and finish what she needed to do.